Good afternoon. It is 1:35 p.m. We are here today, November 13, 2013, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Hagatnya, Guam, for the pre-hearing of OPA PA 13013, G4S Security Systems Guam Inc. versus Guam Department of Education. Presiding over the hearing today is Hearing Officer Anthony R. Camacho. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Rodolyn Gerardo, Rachel Field, and Michelle Brillante. And presiding is the Public Auditor Doris Flores Brooks. Will appellant G4S Security Systems Guam Inc. please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Kevin Fowler on behalf of G4S Council.
Will purchasing agency Guam Department of Education please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Andrew Perez, legal counsel for the Department of Education, and Marcus Pito, supply management administrator for the Department of Education.
Thank you.
And who's the young lady back there?
Oh, I'm a PDM.
A PDM. Welcome.
Okay, so as a preliminary matter, I think the parties received the decision on the appellant's motion to declare the automatic stay in effect?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you found the automatic stay to continue. And what is the assets of the purchasing agency? What is the status of the procurement at this stage?
We are informing the party that the contract, or we're informing them of the DNO and advising them that no work shall proceed.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I guess were supplies ordered, or had they started the work? Or?
I don't believe that they started.
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
because my sense was
we'll send it notice.
Yeah.
My sense was that the order or the award was originally initiated just to comply with that September 30 deadline you were initially facing to obligate the funds. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
But we'll if you want us, we could do a status. We could file a status.
If you could file a status, please, on exactly where that contract is. I will give you, how long do you think it would take for you to provide that? By Friday, maybe?
Okay.
And
may I also ask, because I believe, I hope I'm not getting my appeals mixed up. Was there an extension?
There was an extension in this matter. I believe the U.S. Department of Education granted an extension until January.
Okay. Could you put that in the status?
And we're scheduling a meeting this afternoon to discuss that.
I see.
So we would probably also include that in our status.
The reason I ask, because in one of your briefings, or I'm not sure what you call public law 31234 requires you to file with, I'll read it, DOE shall report to Imagatlahi and Ilistatura on a monthly basis as to the obligation and expenditure of the funds from the trust fund and the completion of the ERA SFSF project. Has DOE been submitting those reports?
I could check that one.
And maybe as part of your status, give us whatever is your latest.
Okay.
Attach it.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. So I'm just going to order that the status to include a copy of the latest report just mentioned by the public auditor be filed and served on the appellant no later than 5 o'clock p.m. on November the 15th, 2013. That's this Friday. Okay? And then going down the notice pre-hearing conference, just as a preliminary matter here, did any of the parties file any other motions? You have to set a motion deadline. All right, so no motions being filed. We'll proceed to the pre-hearing conference. Just going down the list here. Are there any methods or issues concerning the formulation and simplification of the issues between the parties?
Mr. Foreman will be preparing this matter for a hearing, and he has indicated that he will work with Mr. Paris to try to simplify issues if necessary. I was just speaking with Mr. Paris, though, that the dispute at issue is a fairly small box to begin with, so I'm not certain how much further we could simplify things.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that's fine.
But if we could stipulate to the authenticity of certain documents like the record, certainly that would facilitate matters.
Okay. Well, in terms of the record, it's like I said, the rules are more relaxed than the rules of civil procedure, so just a reminder to the parties that everything you file is already in the record, as I'll state here. If we're going to have exhibits or exhibit lists, those are just the exhibits you plan on discussing with the witnesses. That's all. Okay? But everything else is already entered into the record. Okay? Likewise, have you started your discussions concerning the obtaining admissions of facts and of documents to avoid unnecessary proof?
I don't believe so.
You don't? Okay. Do you need any advance rulings from me at this time concerning the admissibility of evidence?
Do not believe so.
Okay. And of course, like I said, none of the parties are waiving their right to object, you know, during the hearing, of course, to anything that the other party might want to admit. We've already talked about the avoidance of unnecessary proof and cumulative evidence. We will be issuing, and concerning the identification of witnesses and documents, we'll be issuing a schedule after this concerning witness lists, exhibit lists. Okay. There are no pending motions. Okay. Are there any, do I need to adopt any special procedures for managing any potentially difficult or protracted actions, complex issues, or multiple parties?
Do not believe so.
I don't believe so.
Okay. And how long do you think, Mr. Fowler, it's going to take for your case in chief?
Mr. Foreman believes that he can complete the case, actually both sides, within a day.
Would you concur with that, Mr. Paris? Okay, so 1 day. And are there any other matters we need to attend to that may facilitate a speedy and inexpensive disposition of this action?
Can't think of anything else.
Well, the only one would be, I guess, you still have, and you still can, waive your right to a hearing. But clearly, if it's both parties' intent to continue with the hearing, or at least I believe you're the party that requested the hearing, we will do so.
Well, I mean, I've discussed with Seth Foreman this morning and with Andrew the idea of waiving the hearing. I'm just not able to.
Seth
believes he needs to develop a little bit of testimony, but again, it shouldn't take long.
Very well. Okay. So, well, at this time, we're going to proceed as if the hearing is going to go unless there's a waiver of a hearing. And then,
okay,
of course, the OPA will issue a decision based on the pleadings of the party, okay, if such a waiver of hearing is filed, okay? All right, so now the big issue is, are the parties available for hearing on December the 2nd?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So we will start at 9 a.m., December 2nd. And I will be submitting, of course, the usual order with all the other ancillary dates about filing of witness lists and exhibit lists and statement of issues, so on and so forth, okay? That should be coming out probably by tomorrow, all right?
Okay.
Are there any other issues I need to take up at this time?
No.
All right, so December the 2nd, 2013 at 9 a.m. will be the hearing in this matter. Thank you very much. This matter is hereby adjourned until that time. Thank you.
This concludes the pre-hearing of OPA PA 13013, G4S Security Systems Guam Inc. versus Guam Department of Education. The time is 1:45 p.m. Thank you.